to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, the founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and we're so glad you joined us for the show today. So we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now today on the show, we have an awesome guest for you, Diana Stobo, and Diana shares her personal journey with being overweight and unhealthy and sick all the time and on several medications as well. And she turned to raw foods for help. She had a friend who was teaching raw foods, and she started eating raw foods, did a raw food diet, loved it, lost tons of weight, got healthier, got off all the medications, and she found out that was her passion. Now she teaches all over the world people how to eat a raw diet, raw food diet, to lose weight, to look better, to feel better, to get rid of the medications, to heal yourself from whatever diseases or challenges you might have. And it's just an incredible show. It's an incredible story, and hope you enjoy it. Take great notes and make an incredible day.
All right, Diana, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in raw foods.
Well, I actually had to heal myself because I was very sick. I had I was 247 pounds with a host of medical issues, and after going to the doctor and handing me another bottle of pills, I chose to take my life into my own hands. And so I started to strip away the foods that were weighing me down, and then I ended up into a raw food diet. Kind of by default, I would say. Once you start taking out the things that are causing you harm, dairy, wheat, sugar, meat, caffeine, and alcohol, you find yourself relying more on plant-based diet. And you also notice that you become healthier and more alive when you're eating the food, so your body just naturally eases towards it. That being said, I was also very good friends with a woman named Roxanne Klein, who started a raw food restaurant in Larkspur, that she kind of tantalized me with a couple ideas and gave me a little bit of input. I told her one day, I said, I am going to go raw for a month. I'm just going to see how it goes. And it turned out to be a couple years, and you know, I started teaching people, facilitating cleanses, and I realized that I was changing lives every single day. Not only healing myself, but I was changing other people's lives. And anyway, I started on my quest to heal the world.
That's awesome. I can't believe you said that you were 247 pounds, because I'm looking at you today. You look so lean and skinny. It's amazing.
I know. It actually freaks me out, to tell you the truth. I put on a pair of pants that I was just wearing 4 or 5 years ago, and they were my skinny jeans, and they're falling off me. So yeah. I keep getting, what happens is I keep restructuring my body. It's like the live food just goes into your body, and it keeps restructuring and changing the DNA and healing, and I'm finding that I'm getting smaller and smaller, or leaner and leaner, or stronger. I mean, my dad used to say that you can always tell a woman's age by her arms. And I look at my arms and I think to myself, well, I don't really have to think to myself because people point it out every day. I don't work out my arms unless I'm doing some swimming, and I do not look 47 years old, mm-hmm. according to my arms. So it's kind of a trip, actually, how live food turns back the hands of time. And pretty grateful, because when I think about me approaching 50 and I look in the mirror and I look and feel better than I did at the age of 33, I'm pretty blown away by the effects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, it really, it truly is. I have to tell you, people, I do this naked challenge. I call it the naked challenge, and it's challenging people to basically go on a raw food cleanse for 10 days, and it's a guided challenge on my website. And what happens is people get on there and they have no idea what they're getting themselves into. And we talk about all the modalities of healing and you know, guide them into ways to take care of yourself. By day three, people would say, my arthritis is gone. But I think by day three, I had people weaning themselves off of antidepressants. Two people claim that the chronic purple lines under their eyes had disappeared. All on day three. By day 10, everybody lost between 9 and 12 pounds. And even those who didn't lose the full 12 felt that their pants were falling off them. They had to go down 2 dress sizes because your body is such a, it holds toxins. It carries around all the toxic waste. And if we start taking out the toxic waste in our food, our body just starts to, you know, throw it out, get rid of it. as soon as possible. People look amazing in just 10 days. That's how fast our body heals. That's how fast our body wants to get better.
Absolutely, and it'll do it if you get rid of the toxins and let your body just kind of cleanse itself.
Well, and then and here I am, you know, I would say I was 100% raw for over a year. Maybe, I can't even remember at this point, but, you know, probably about a year into it, I started to integrate a little bit of cooked food. So I've been pretty, you know, pretty much diligent on the raw food diet for, you know, maybe 3-4 years. And now I definitely play a lot more. I have my meals, and then I also have my raw food. But I've done such a justice to my body by letting it rest for that time period that I'm very cognizant of the foods that cause my body harm. So if I do eat something and I feel bad, I immediately go back to green juicing. So I'm not claiming 100% anything. I'm not even sure what that means. But you know, integrating live food into your diet will change your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you talk about you know, your year on the raw food diet and that cleanse as kind of a resting period for your body. But you know, there's a lot of people out there who talk about these cleanses and think that they might be dangerous or that you're kind of harming your body. So tell us more about your cleanse and is it safe? I mean, is this something that is dangerous?
Well, I don't know who would think it's dangerous. I think if anybody's feeling it's dangerous, it's because they're having a detox crisis during their cleanse, and they may feel like they're getting sick or their body is falling apart. Sometimes you have to break it down before you can rebuild it. Actually, no, I'm going to say that out loud. You have to break it down before you rebuild it. It's just part of it, and people don't like to go through the breakdown process. People don't like to eat the food. You know, they say, I eat raw food and my stomach starts to gurgle. Well, it's probably because you have old residual matter in your intestines and you're waking it up and asking it to get out. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't like it. It's not happy. A lot of people on my cleanse have had headaches. Some of them were lethargic for a few days. There was a lot of detox crisis going on. I have to say, this last naked challenge was pretty successful and there wasn't a lot of crises. It was pretty mild. But we've had people who broke down in tears. It's phenomenal. So people will have a fear reaction, you get the fight or flight, and a lot of people will fight through it, and some will just say, no, can't do it, sorry, can't work through it. So I would see that would be the only danger. Who says it's dangerous, Tom?
Well, I mean, I've heard just people in general, when you talk about cleanses, a lot of health experts will say, well, you know, if you're cleansing your body, if you're just doing a juice fast or something like that, it can be dangerous for your body.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. When you juice fast, you are giving your body a rest. Your body's exhausted. It not only has to work all day, it has to fight off all the environmental toxins, and then we feed it 3 to 5 heavy meals a day. I mean, the average American wakes up in the morning and has, you know, tons of coffee and then has those darn protein bars that are just glorified candy bars. Sandwiches, pizzas, tacos, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Burritos, I mean, this new, healthy, wonderful Chipotle, right? It's like burritos. Are they good? They're delicious, but they're weighing your body down. They're big carb balls, and it's like going, I don't know what to do. Cannot calculate all the carbs and all the proteins you just stuck into my body. So we're giving it a rest. We're saying, hey, just get the nutrients, get the minerals, and don't have to digest anything. Let it absorb through the tissue, and take a break. And I'll tell you, your body will love you for it. I had a guy who went on a cleanse. I actually met him in Mexico, and he's like, God, you look so good. How is that possible that you have grown children? And he says, you know, whatever. He says, what are you doing? And I said, I eat raw food. So I had him having the bartender at the resort climb up in trees and get coconuts. And he was eating the fruit in the gym. The gym had fruits and nuts sitting out. He found himself not eating a meal. We'd get up in the morning. He'd come to my table at the resort and say, what are you doing? And I said, well, I've got a cactus, cucumber, and pineapple smoothie here. He's like, oh, gosh, make me one. He got really excited. He kept in contact for over a year and stayed raw for over a year until he finally kind of integrated life, you know, cooked food back into his diet, started drinking beer again, started drinking wine, gained his weight back. Or gained some of it back. And he went to go to his heart specialist that he had seen before he met me that told him basically he had to be on Lipitor, he had high cholesterol, he was a heart attack waiting to happen, he was in danger. Anyway, a year later, or 2 years later, he goes in, he goes, I just know you're going to tell me the party's over and it's time for me to take care of myself again. And the guy says, I don't know what you've done with yourself. He goes, but you have the blood work of an 18-year-old. And he goes, really? I do? He goes, yeah. He goes, what did you do? He goes, well, I did go raw for a year. The doctor says to him, you know, I've had a lot of people come in here and I put them on a raw food diet for 30 days and it helped a lot. He says, but I've never seen anybody do it for a whole year. He goes, you have actually healed your body. He says, you are at starting point, you know, zero. And you've actually reversed all signs of disease. He says, congratulations. You know, keep it going if you can.
That's
so
awesome.
So, I don't see how there's any danger in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't either, but there's just a lot of talk out there about all these cleanse programs and that you know, people are saying that they can be dangerous and things like that. And I think certain ones can, if you're doing calorie restriction, you know, severe calorie restriction for weeks and weeks and weeks, it can be certainly dangerous, but when you're doing a good raw food diet, I mean, I don't see any danger in that personally.
No, and I think I see a lot of pills and I see a lot of herbs, and that is definitely an issue. When I see what some people are doing, I also, there's the lemonade diet, the Master Cleanse.
Right.
You know, and I think it's also good, but I don't think you're getting enough nutrients to sustain. So I do worry about that a little bit.
Definitely. So yeah. Let's take us through your cleanse program, your diet that you do, your 10-day naked challenge, and how does that work?
Well, the beauty of my cleanse is it's not all raw if you don't want it to be. You get to go as fast or as slow as you want, which is lovely. You can integrate. I give basically recipes and guidance for 10 days. And with, you know, 99% raw, 98.5% raw foods. And then for those people who are concerned about detoxing too fast, I have to go to work, I can't focus during my work, then I have a couple grain bowls and some wraps that help them get through the tough days, or some almonds, which are still raw. But I guide them every day. And the beauty of it is that we talk every single day. There's a talk that we have where come in and they're guided. They get to check in. They're accountable. It's a very different thing. It's actually like showing up every day to your meeting. You know, you have to show up. Now, again, I had this cleanse, this last one, and I would say 1/3 of the people actually got on the calls, and everybody was successful. So, it's only as good as you put into it. Some people went all raw. Some people actually went and did the grain bowls and did some soups and added in a whole, you know, different array of cooked foods, and they equally had a cleanse. It depends on where you start, and that's the beauty of it. A lot of people are eating, you know, drinking alcohol, eating burgers, eating pizzas, and, you know, ice cream bowls every night, and then they wake up the next morning and they say, hey, you know, I'm going to green juice, and their body goes into shock, and they can't handle it. So this cleanse allows them to go at the pace that they want to. But they get an email every day. They get email support. Not only do they get email support on what they should focus on that day, but they get new recipes. They get ideas. We talk about how everybody's doing, and kind of it creates a community. They feel like you're doing it. A lot of people felt like they were doing it together with a group and felt very supported. You know, we talk about affirmations. We talk about bouncing, walking, you know, things that can help eliminate the lymphatic system. Details of proteins, complete proteins versus incomplete proteins, and how they can integrate that into their diet moving forward. So it's kind of a platform for taking off into what I call the naked lifestyle. It's not about just doing a cleanse and then dropping them into no man's land. It's preparing them for a life of eating healthy.
Awesome.
Anyways, so that's how we roll. That's what
we
do.
That's great. And so you call it the naked challenge, the naked lifestyle. Is that because you want to look good naked?
Well, partially, yes. It's partially, yes. See, the first book that I wrote was called My Body Naked. It's not been published because I thought it was too soon. But my story was about My Body Naked, and I called it My Body Naked because I literally remember dancing in front of the mirror and thinking, all I want to do is feel comfortable in my body naked. And it just resonated with me as what everybody wants to feel. You know, we cover up with our clothes, and then we're uncomfortable in the clothing, and, you know, comes bikini season, and everybody's like, oh, God, do I have to see myself in a bikini? Or you find yourself running from the closet to the shower, and you hope to, you know, hope not to catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror because you're so uncomfortable in your body naked. And I just thought, wouldn't it be great if you could just feel good in your body naked? And it's not even about what you look like. It's about feeling comfortable, not carrying around that weight of toxins. Well, when it translated into a cookbook, it was beautiful because it was stripping away the foods that weigh you down. If you strip away the foods that weigh you down, you will feel comfortable stripped down in your body naked. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a little double entendre there.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing all this information with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Where can people find out more information about you?
Well, they go to my website, dianastobo.com. I have a membership page where you can sign up as a member. You get a month trial for $1. You can actually download both my books. And if you, you know, and go through, it's got tons of videos, expert panels, interviews. All my talks that I do all over the country are videotaped and put in there. And pretty much everything that you need in order to be supported and motivated in your naked lifestyle. And tons of recipes. I'm constantly throwing you recipes, and anything I develop goes straight into my membership site. And of course, the Naked Challenge. If you want to jumpstart your naked lifestyle, you would join the Naked Challenge. You also get a free month membership with the Naked Challenge to trial and, you know, try it out. And there's tons of benefits with that as well. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's all about health, vibrance, and beauty.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Diana.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you love the show today with Diana Stobo. Hey, we would love to get your feedback on the show and see what you thought. So please check us out, Authentic Health Coaching on iTunes, and give us a review. We would love to hear your feedback, see what you thought of the show, what we can do better, what parts you especially enjoyed. And if there's anything we can do to help, just let us know. Come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com and make it an incredible day. Take care.